CBSi in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley at Defense and Foreign Affairs. Gregory is an Australian and looks at the world from the Indo-Pacific point of view often, and it's very helpful for me because I read a news item that the President of France is due into Washington for a state visit, very ceremonial, big dinner, lots of toasts, and the young Macron and the senior Biden arm in arm. However, I'm told on the program is China's increasing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific to be discussed between the two leaders. And also, we can presume that everywhere Mr. Macron goes, he mentions AUKUS. Gregory, I thought this was settled. France had a deal with Australia's previous government, about a submarine that was no longer as useful as a nuclear-powered submarine could be patrolling the Indo-Pacific against the Chinese aggressors. AUKUS was the result. Australia, the United Kingdom, and the U.S., very stable, celebrated, upset Beijing, which means it was better than a success. It worked. And yet, Mr. Macron carries this decision as if it was a burden that he must shed. What is he up to, Gregory? Does this make any sense to you after all these months he wants to talk about it again?
Well, I was just in Paris, and all I could get out of my French colleagues was a sort of a wry, look what you did to us on the submarine. Well, the reality was that the French did that problem to themselves and caused the creation of AUKUS, not because Australia needed a nuclear submarine, and arguably it may need it, but it also needs conventional submarines. But it was the French selling them a concept which was never going to work. Now, that was the Australians' fault as well, but the French were busy driving their hypothetical Brinks vans up to the Australian Fort Knox and loading it with gold in a continuous chain and just driving away with all the money and not delivering a product. And the French were not able to deliver a product, a submarine, which was viable in the right time frame for the Royal Australian Navy. So the Australians cancelled it. They should never have gone into that, but they cancelled it. Now, fast forward, we've got AUKUS, which is a highly credible and important global pact, which gives total global coverage by three countries with militaries all on the same operating doctrine, the same speaking the same language and sharing the same intelligence. This is very, very important. But France, too, still has interests in the Indo-Pacific. The AUKUS members all would like to continue to work closely with France, particularly on maritime deployments containing the PRC. However, Macron is facing his inevitable geopolitical reality is that he cannot remove France from continental Europe in the way that Britain removed itself from the European Union. So France is stuck in Europe. France has to continue to fight, to stop a renewed breakdown or revived power by Germany at the same time as, containing any Eastern threats. So France is locked in there. France, by the way, under the Normandy Agreement, is one of the three powers empowered to negotiate some kind of relationship between Russia and Ukraine. It's the three signatories to that pact are Russia, Ukraine, and France. So France does have a key role there, and Macron has attempted to play that role since the United States pushed for the conflict to start in February this year in around Ukraine. Now, Macron is going to talk about that on later this week, on December the 1st, with President Biden. And there are things he can do. However, France otherwise has a slightly confused set of priorities as to where it goes. The reality facing everybody is that NATO is not, as they keep saying, the foundation and essential framework for Europe's collective security. As Macron's own government says, it is in fact a problem. And you've now got the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, pushing for war. And he wants Ukraine to become a member of NATO. And that's just going to galvanize the conflict between Russia and Ukraine even further. So Macron is there to do several things. Yes, to play a role alongside AUKUS. And secondly, to get the negotiations started between Ukraine and Russia, which he can do, that's going to be absolutely supported by the reality that most of the NATO states are in no position to escalate their support militarily, economically, and in energy terms to Ukraine because they've got problems of their own. Germany, I'm hearing today, is just about on the point of despair over its coming winter problems. Companies are collapsing by the day.
Let's turn to democracies, Gregory, because we're going to Europe to discuss the state of democracy in the world in the 21st century. Gregory Copley, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.